The next patient is Richard Brahman. Brahman, B-R-A-M-A-N. Richard is the first name. This is the clinical case of a seventy-one-year-old white male that we are following in the practice after he had a right nephrectomy associated to malignancy in the kidney. Apparently, there was evidence of metastasis, and for that reason, the patient has been continued the administration of immune therapy on regular basis. Every 4 weeks, the patient is getting an infusion with Opdivo, O-P-D-I-V-O. So far, the patient is doing well. In the laboratory workup that we have available, dated May the 3rd, 2024, the potassium is 5.1, sodium 135, chloride 101, and CO2 27. The creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 21, and the estimated EFR continues to be above 60 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Very stable condition. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control. The blood pressure today is 120 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia. This patient went vegan. And the total cholesterol is down to 63, the LDL to 26, and the HDL to 22. I think that the adjustment in the administration of atorvastatin has to be given. My recommendation is a couple of days of holidays of atorvastatin in now that we know these numbers. The patient is going to see the primary care physician, and that is my recommendation. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, BPH without any symptoms at this time. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure. However, the patient has been watching the fluids, low salt diet and plant-based diet, and he feels very well. Following number, there is no evidence of hyponatremia. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. This patient is doing very well. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup.